persons having business before the Honorable United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, draw an eye and give your attention, for this court is now in session. God save the United States and this Honorable Court. Please be seated.
Good morning. This is the matter of Vasquez Flores versus Nicholson. Government is represented by Deborah Bernal, and the appellant is represented by Kathy Lieberman. Are counsel ready to proceed? All right, Ms. Lieberman, you have 30 minutes. Do you wish to reserve any time?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, all right. You may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning. May it please the court. Again, I'm Kathy Lieberman, present on behalf of the veteran Angel Vasquez Flores. We believe that the first meaningful information that was given to Mr. Vasquez of the evidence necessary to substantiate his claim for an increased rating for his service-connected kidney disease came in the board decision. And that, Your Honors, is too late under any standard.
Came in the board decision?
I believe so. Under the precedence of this court in Prickett, Locklear, and Overton, such lack of notice would constitute prejudicial error for which remand is required.
What board decision did it come in?
The one on appeal. Page 14, to be specific.
Well, did he need to know anything by then? Or
I'm sorry?
Did he need to know anything by the time the board decided?
He certainly would have needed to know something by the time the board decided his claim. My contention is that what he was told was not nearly sufficient.
Excuse me, there are actually two claims here, correct?
Correct.
Okay, there's a service connection claim and a claim for increased rating.
Correct.
Could you be more specific about the notice you're talking about right now?
With respect to his increased rating for his service-connected kidney disease.
Okay, thank you.
Before you go further, and you're referring to the current board decision, tell me why the record at 406, sir, why the record at 509, 510 didn't provide notice with regard to whether or not the veteran knew what was necessary to proceed with his claim. And it may not have been VCAA purposes, but we also have a prejudice analysis.
Correct.
So I'm confused when you come out and say the board is the first time you had any information. The board decision was the first time he was provided any information, or sufficient information with regard to his claim.
Okay. The first page that you cited was 406.
Yeah.
And that is a 1996 rating decision. And it contains the criteria for the 30% rating for nephrolithiasis, which at the time the veteran was already receiving. And it contained companion diagnostic code, if you will, 7509 for hydronephrosis, which lists the criteria for a 10, 20, and 30% rating. It also indicates that for severe hydronephrosis, the condition may be rated as renal dysfunction. There's no information provided as to...
Doesn't it say you could get a 40% or higher?
But it doesn't explain what the criteria are in order to meet that rating.
All right, so that's your point.
That's my point indeed.
Were the criteria, do you have the rating schedule from back at that time?
No.
Okay. How about 509, 510?
Is the same as the previous page. 510 does indeed list the criteria for the higher ratings under renal dysfunction.
Does that change your opening statement?
I'll modify it. The first meaningful information given to Mr. Vasquez following the board's remand for VCAA notification purposes in 2001 came in the board decision currently on appeal. We know from this court's decision in Overton that the purpose of 5103A notice is to give the claimant a meaningful opportunity to participate effectively in the processing of his claim, and that any error that deprives him or her of that right constitutes prejudicial error. We know from Locklear that even though a veteran is not entitled to a pre-decisional adjudication on his claim, the language in 5103A that says he must be given notice of the evidence or information not previously provided necessary to substantiate his claim indicates that there has to be some cognitive review and that a boilerplate or generic type of notice won't necessarily be sufficient in all cases. And we believe, or I believe, that this is one such case. And the reason for that, I think, or one of the reasons for that, is because at the time Mr. Vasquez filed his claim for an increased rating, he was already receiving the 30% scheduler maximum under the rating code for nephrolithiasis. Therefore, the only way he would be able to get a higher rating would be either through an extra scheduler basis or through use of an alternative diagnostic code.
And did he not know that from that last rating decision which gave him the ratings for renal dysfunction?
I admit that information is contained in that rating decision.
What kind of information do you believe is necessary for an increased rating claim?
Well, the closest information that can be said to have been given to him in any post-VCAA communication from VA is that he must show that his condition got worse, and that's in the AMC's letter from 2003. With all due respect, I think that being told you must show that your condition got worse without any accompanying explanation of what exactly that means is as meaningless as the
Why is that meaningless? If you come in for an increased rating claim, you're coming to VA and saying something's wrong with me.
That's right.
And you obviously feel, know, suspect, have something that you're saying is wrong with you.
That's right.
So why wouldn't you submit all the information related to that, and why wouldn't that fall under the term worse?
Because unless you know specifically what criteria are being looked at, you don't necessarily know, or a veteran filing a claim doesn't necessarily know what's important to tell. Mr. Vasquez's claim, he has service connection for nephrolithiasis. He has kidney stones. When he was granted a 30% rating, he was producing 2 to 3 kidney stones a year. In his view, it might be indicative of a worsening of his condition that now he's having or passing 4 to 5 kidney stones a year, that instead of the kidney stones being 3 centimeters, they're now 5 centimeters.
So what information was not provided? I mean, would he hold that back because he didn't think that was under worse?
No, but those aren't the relevant rating criteria.
So tie it to this case.
Well, the relevant rating criteria are listed on page 510, as you just pointed out, Your Honor. And interestingly...
Which had been provided to him.
Correct, in 2000. The criteria for an 80% rating, which no one really talked about in any of the rating decisions, one of the ways for getting an 80% rating is generalized poor health characterized by lethargy, weakness, anorexia, weight loss, or limitation of exertion.
Whole series. All right, so your point is he has kidney stones, he feels that, he understands that, he gets the letter that says worse, he submits information related to that, and by and hold, the rating scheme actually includes things that maybe a reasonable person wouldn't have considered and thought about. Is that your point?
That's right.
So that notice should be given?
That's right.
Okay. What about the Chief Judge's question with regard to the statement of the case that this information was provided? Are you suggesting that after the VCA came out that there was an absolute requirement without a prejudice analysis to re-give that information?
The Board remanded this claim in 2001 for the express purpose of providing VCA-compliant notification. The Board also did not rely on this August 2000 statement of the case as supplemental statement of the case.
So let's just accept that the VCA was not complied with. The VCA is the pre-adjudicatory notice. Subsequent to that, you have an entire appellate scheme below. Tell us why he's prejudiced, because that's where we're at. Why is he prejudiced? If this information is in the statement of the case, why is he prejudiced? Is it because he's confused? Is it because the board remanded for VCA notice? Is it because he got certain notice thereafter that was not complete?
I believe it's a combination of those things, Your Honor. The 2001 board remand was for the express purpose of providing VCAA compliant notice. To the extent that any information about an increased rating was provided after that time, the closest or the best that he got was a statement saying, show us that your condition got worse, without any accompanying explanation of what that means in the context of his particular claim.
Let me ask you something else then. All of his records were at the San Juan VA Medical Center.
Most of them.
And so, except the his psychiatrist, his personal psychiatrist.
No, he was receiving treatment for his kidney disease from two other facilities
as well.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying that he had a personal psychiatrist that provided a statement about the connection between his depression and his renal problem.
Yes, he did.
So if VA was treating him for his renal problem, they would already have the medical treatment records concerning the status of his condition.
Of his renal condition.
Right.
Correct.
To the extent that if there was an increase in severity, that medical record itself would constitute an informal claim for an increase without him having to do anything.
If there were such a medical record that contains the particular information, correct.
Okay, so was he relying on, what was he relying on when he said that he wanted an increase?
In his estimation, his condition got worse. He's passing more stones, more painful procedure, more painful process, happening more times per year.
That was documented in the medical reports from the medical center?
He testified as to that fact. I honestly don't recall
That would be an interesting fact because there are some records in the designated record that are in Spanish and not translated. Do you have any idea of what those records refer to?
Off the top of my head, Your Honor, I don't. Further to that point, though, Mr. Vasquez sends a letter to the VA. It's at, I believe, page 966, I think. Where he says he continues to receive treatment at the VA hospital.
Just a minute. Mr. Edwards. My clock is not running. Is yours running?
Okay.
I'll give you 15 minutes.
The letter is at page 966, where Mr. Vasquez states that he continues to receive outpatient treatment at the medical center, that he's lost 20 pounds, we don't know in what period of time, and that he's getting worse every day, and that he still has kidney stones. Weight loss is one of the criteria for an 80% rating under renal dysfunction. Presumably, his medical records would document that, and in fact, some of his medical records do document weight loss from February 2001 to August 2003.
I asked a question earlier about what kind of notice is necessary for an increased rating claim. So if a claimant comes in with an application, that application has to have presented something to trigger the notice, I would think. So what was the information that he provided to VA that would have triggered the notice for the increased rating claim?
What information would he have given VA that would signal?
Did he give? Yeah.
Well, he simply said that his condition's getting worse.
Okay.
So, and again, I think
he didn't
it's
say
not,
he was passing 4 kidney stones. He was losing weight. He was doing those things.
No, at that time he didn't indicate that. But the fact that these different criteria exist and would allow for a higher rating is information that would certainly be relevant and should be passed on to him. That's the perhaps information that wouldn't be documented necessarily in his VA medical record, but may be documented in his private treatment records, or that he could go to his doctor and say, can you prepare a document for me that explains these elements? Did I answer?
What about for extra schedule rating? What would the notification requirements for extra schedule rating, in your opinion?
What notification should he have been given about extra schedule rating? What the requirements are in the regulation? You need to be able to show that your condition is exceptional, to use the exact examples in the rating schedule, that it causes marked interference with employment or extensive periods of hospitalization. And an explanation that the rating schedule is geared toward how disabling a condition is with respect to the average case. If you feel that your case is exceptional in some circumstance or in some way, tell us. And that perhaps would trigger an explanation that, yes, I think that my condition is exceptional because whatever information he had to give, he could provide at that time. The fact that the closest he was given in any of these post-VCA enactment notifications is the generic statement, show us that your condition got worse, without taking into consideration that he was already receiving the maximum 30% scheduler rating under the diagnostic code under which he was rated, without taking into consideration that in the only way he could get a rating higher than that would be showing criteria utilizing a different diagnostic code and or extra scheduler consideration, I think makes a simple statement, show us or tell us that your condition got worse, insufficient. The board's decision on page 14 of the board decision actually goes through the different criteria, explains what they are. That, I think, is the kind of information that should have been provided earlier on in the process.
Had it been provided?
In the 2000 supplemental statement of the case, it did list the criteria for renal dysfunction. It's perhaps not in a format that's particularly simple for a veteran to understand. It doesn't explain to him that the way you're going to be able to show this is with medical evidence, reports from your doctor, lab reports showing these things, but the criteria are listed there.
What was his response? Wasn't his response, all my records are at the medical center?
His response to that statement of the case?
No, to the show us that your condition has gotten worse.
I believe his response to that was that he didn't have anything else to submit. But when a person's not told specifically what it is that he needs to provide, his statement that I have nothing else to give you is not
and you're
very
saying
knowing.
Had he received that notice, he would have provided evidence that he was passing kidney stones 4 times a year. He had lost weight as a result of the renal problem.
Well, that's what he ultimately said at the record on page 966. My condition's worse. I'm sicker than I was. I've lost 20 pounds. My weight dropped from 180 to 160.
He didn't say that before?
In his hearing testimony, he addressed some of those points. Just Bear with me just a second while I find
that. He didn't say it to the RO.
It was a hearing that was held at the RO. It starts at page 445.
And it was a hearing at the RO?
It was at the RO.
And so that's what he told them as a result of what?
As a result of questions that were asked to him in his hearing.
Why didn't that cure any error then? Why didn't that resolve the issue of prejudice? If he was asked at the hearing the information that would be necessary to evaluate, if he didn't have anything else to submit, what else would he have submitted if he had gotten the notice? Do you have any idea?
He was not specifically asked questions relating to the additional criteria. He was simply explaining, in his estimation, why his condition was worse. He explained that it causes him tremendous pain, that he passes multiple stones a year, that it takes 3 weeks to pass a kidney stone, that in the last 6 months he suffered tremendous pain, 80 days, and that he passed an average of 3 stones during that period of time.
I'm having trouble. If he said that at the hearing, and then it was denied, and then he appealed to the board, and I guess the board considered those same things.
Because those aren't the criteria for the rating. That's my point, Your Honor. In his estimation...
Well, those are the facts that have to be applied to the criteria.
Well, but the criteria involve some very specific medical lab results. In order to receive a 60% rating, he needs constant albuminuria with some edema. Or definite decrease in kidney function, or hypertension at least 40% disabling under diagnostic code 7101. That's not going to make a whole lot of sense. I mean, that's not the kind of information that a layperson is going to be able to get up and spout out in a hearing. He's not going to be able to say that I have this problem. He did relate information that pertains in some regard to the criteria for the 80% rating, generalized poor health.
You have 3 minutes left. Did you want to discuss your second issue? Don't you have a reasons and basis issue?
I do. If the court would like to hear about that.
I don't know if we're done on that. I apologize, Chief.
No,
it is counsel's time. I just wanted to remind her she had 3 minutes left.
I appreciate it.
You started on the notice, so.
I did, and I will admit in all candor that that's what I believed the court to be interested in,
okay.
In scheduling this argument.
That's a fair assessment.
Does that mean that you still intend to proceed on the issue of reasons or bases?
Absolutely.
You want to stand on your argument in the brief?
That is fine with me, Your Honors.
You have anything else on the notice?
I think I've said what I have to
well,
say.
Let me go back to my original question.
Okay.
What notice would you give for an increased rating claim?
I think that the notice needs to include an explanation of what the criteria are for a higher rating, and not simply what the criteria are for the next higher rating. Because as we see in this particular case, maybe Mr. Vasquez doesn't meet the criteria for a 60% rating, but he might meet the criteria for an 80% rating under renal dysfunction. So he needs to be told you have to show that your condition got worse, but what worse means has to be explained in the context of the particular claim.
But I mean, if VA is to receive an increased rating claim, is the adjudicator to notify the claimant of the criteria in each rating up to 100%?
I think that would be the most helpful type of notice, Your Honor. Just like in a
TDIU? Or does there have to be a manifestation by the claimant that he or she's not working? How specific does it have to be? Should it be like what's in the statement of the case?
With more than what's in the statement of the case. Because it needs to be, there needs to be an accompanying explanation of what type of material is necessary. How do you show these things? Just like in the context of a new and material.
Even for an individual who has been granted service connection by providing medical evidence, knowing that you have to have medical evidence to get this kind of benefit.
Yes. Just like this case, this court's decision in Kent in the context of new and material evidence. The veteran must be, the VA must explain to the veteran what new and material constitutes in the confines of his particular case. So too, I would argue, VA must explain to the veteran how he can go about achieving what he's looking for in the context of his particular case.
All right, your time is up. You have 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Government?
May it please the court, my name is Deborah Bernal, representing the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. With me today is Carolyn Washington, Deputy Assistant General Counsel. Because appellant has limited her argument here before the court to only the notice in the increased rating claim, that is the only issue that I plan to address.
I wouldn't hold yourself to that.
If you have questions.
She submitted her brief.
Appellant argues that he has not been provided with VCA compliant notice. The Secretary's assertion is that that notice was provided by way of the December 2003 letter from the Appeals Management Center.
So what type of notice do you think is required for increased rating claims? Just that? That
we
your condition is worsened?
That's correct.
That's all?
That's all.
And why is that?
Because that informs the appellant as to what his burden is in terms of submitting evidence to obtain the increased rating. If the appellant just submits evidence that his condition has worsened or what his current condition is, VA will schedule him for an examination if he asserts that his condition is worse. The rating specialist will evaluate the evidence compared to the diagnostic criteria in the rating code. And ultimately, as appellant conceded, the rating criteria here for renal disorder, for renal dysfunction, which is the sort of obvious route for him to get a rating in excess of 30%, is riddled with medical jargon, discusses all kinds of medical lab results and that kind of thing, and it wouldn't really be something that a layman would understand, as appellant conceded. And even to get the 60% rating under the renal dysfunction diagnostic code, it implicates the diagnostic code for hypertension, so that would be yet another diagnostic code to
What about
inform
the 80%?
Well, again, that would still be speculating that...
Well, forget speculating. Where in the record did the doctor ask him about his generalized poor health characterized by lethargy, weakness, anorexia, weight loss, or limitation of exertion when he was examining for kidney stones?
Well... The most recent renal dysfunction examination was in June of 2000, and he described appellant's condition, and he
Where was appellant asked about his whether he was lethargic, had weakness, anorexia, weight loss, or limitation of exertion?
He was not directly asked by the VA examiner, but
and how would anyone know if he had it?
Well, he testified extensively about his condition.
Why would any reasonable person relate those to kidney stones? I mean, if you're not a doctor already.
Well, the appellant himself related his weight loss and his fatigue to his kidney stones, and he complained of excruciating pain while passing the kidney stones. Our position is, though, that symptomatology is contemplated by the 30% rating for nephrolithiasis that he already has, which is for recurrent stone formation, which essentially is what he contends that he has, recurrent stone formation. And further, our position is that any attempt to identify what applicable diagnostic code might provide an increased rating would be akin to pre-adjudicating the claim and possibly even misleading the veteran if ultimately the medical evidence directed the rating specialist in a different direction.
What the VCA itself, looking back at 5103A, requires that the secretary provide notice, in the simplest terms, of information and evidence necessary to substantiate the claim. We discussed this somewhat, this court did, in Dingus-Hartman. And in that case, I believe we said that that notice requires some examples of evidence. Here, I understand your position is that only the most general statement that the claim, that your condition must have worsened, is all that's required to satisfy that. Now, how would you reconcile that with the previous statements of the court in Dingus about providing examples of evidence?
Well,